Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Shannon's joining us today. Shannon, how are you doing?
I've had better days,
yeah.
Actually. Thanks for asking.
Well, and I assume that's because of what's going on with James?
Yeah, it's kind of upsetting, actually.
And how long has it been since you've heard from him?
19 days.
Wow.
Exactly.
Okay. So You're counting. Not that you're counting.
I am counting.
Yeah.
I'm definitely counting. It's been really rough.
What was it originally? And I know it's been a couple of weeks since you've obviously talked to him or communicated with James. But, Shannon, what was it originally that attracted you to him?
Actually, it was an adorable time.
Yeah.
There were stages. You know, we went to a bar to grab a drink. We went to dinner. We went to another bar for live music. It was a long night. Kept going.
And everything just progressed, and you had such a great time. You let each other know that you were having a good time together.
Yeah, definitely flirting all night. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know what happened.
How did he leave it at the end of the night?
He said, "I hope to be seeing a lot more of you."
Okay. This sounds perfect, Shannon. So can you tell me, like, was there a kiss at the end of... I mean, you're flirting all night, and it sounds like there must have been there must have been a kiss at the end of the night, right?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Very romantic, yeah. For sure.
And you think anything came up on your date that might be why James isn't getting back to you? Was there any awkward moment?
I mean, I've racked my brain, and I'm not coming up with anything. I'm not blank here.
Okay. Well, let's call James, Shannon. Find out what's going on, what's been going on these last 19 days, why he's not getting back to you. Let's not make it 20 days, okay? So we're going to call him. If he comes up.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. Hold tight.
Hello?
Hi. Good morning, James.
James, who's calling?
Yeah, don't hang up. This is not a sales call. It's Thunder and PT here from 102.9 The Wolf. And we are just following up and checking in with you about a date you recently had with Shannon.
Yeah, you went out like 3 weeks ago?
Excuse me?
Yeah, okay, so we do a segment called Second Date Update. You had this, three-part date, I think 19 days ago. And she told us all about it.
Is this a joke?
No, she listens to our show, and what we do, we have listeners call in who've gone out on a great first date, and then the other person hasn't corresponded. There's been a connection, but usually this person feels like they're being ghosted.
Can you just tell us why you haven't called her?
This is what she told you, that we just like went out on a date.
Yeah, like almost 3 weeks ago. Do you mind telling us your side of the story?
Shannon is my ex.
What?
And before you say another word, give me back my stuff. I mean it.
Wait,
what the heck?
What's going on, Shannon?
I just want these two boxes that are at his place. You cannot ignore me. We're on the radio.
Okay, why did you lie to us about going on a date with a guy who's actually your ex? What's going on?
Just imagine breaking up with a guy who is a lying sack of pond scum. And then having him ignore your texts and your calls just about picking up your stuff from his place for 19 days.
Okay, so you used us to get a hold of your ex to get your stuff back.
You lied to us.
Yeah, and James, why don't you just, I know this isn't really Second Date Update,
no.
but why don't you just give Shannon her stuff back?
Are you kidding? It's because of this. I mean, she gets so emotional and hysterical. Yeah. It's like, I can't deal with that, okay? Yeah. Like, I need...
Okay, but if you would just give me my stuff, then you wouldn't have to deal with me.
No, it's always another thing. Okay, always this, like, oh, I actually left more stuff.
James, she's actually, I mean, I feel like she's, I know this has nothing to do with Second Date Update, but she's actually got a point. Shannon? Mm.
Look, I just want my stuff back.
Can you just, whatever the reason is, you broke up, it doesn't matter, but you, I mean, if it's her stuff, and Shannon, you could have just told us the deal from the beginning, and we would have tried to help you. But this isn't really, this is not really what this segment.
Sorry, man. He's impossible. Just had to find a way to get him to pay.
Okay, calm down. This is so out of hand. This is so ridiculous.
Okay.
I'm ridiculous.
Yeah. We're going to let the two of you take it from this point forward. James, if Shannon agrees to come get her stuff, if you leave it out for her, she'll get out of your life. Right, Shannon?
I can't get out soon enough.
Yeah, okay. All right, James, if you do this, nobody will be calling. She won't call. We won't call. It'll be done. James?
Well, James, at least think about it.
Yeah. But we want to thank you both for being on
Second Date Update.
Or Give Me Back My Stuff Date.
Thank you.
Thanks.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.